A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Zayin, Sota 7a, pagination is 13, starting from the top of the page on the second line, the new Mishnah. Kate said, Osela, what is the procedure regarding a woman who is suspected of being a Sota? Her husband had already warned her not to go with a certain person, and now we have testimony that she has closeted herself with that person. We're not sure what occurred, but we do have a Sota situation. Kate said, Osala, what do you do? Molicha levezdin sheba osa makom. He would bring her to the bezdin, the court of that place, of his locale. And they would grant him, assign him, two Torah scholars, Shema Yavo Alaha Biderech, lest he have relations with her while they travel to Yerushalayim. That would be very restricted. As we learn later, if the husband has relations with her after the Sota status has developed, then the waters of Sota will not work. The Pasuk says, V'nika ha'ish me'avon. It's only if the man is clean of sin that the Sota water will work. Otherwise, not. And because she is suspected of being with another man while she was a married woman to this person, the halacha would be, if it did occur, is osur lebal va'osur leboel. She's forbidden both to her husband and to the man that she went with. And therefore, we send two Talmidei Chachamim with this couple in order that he shouldn't have relations with her during the trip, even though she's still his wife. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Baila ne'eman aleha, the husband is believed. In other words, even moving forward, the husband is believed, and we're not afraid that he's going to have relations with her. You explain the halacha, and you send them on their way. Rabbi Yehuda does not require these two Talmidei Chachamim to be with them. So the Gemara... at first, wonders what is the function of these two people assigned to the couple. And the Gemara suggests that it has to do with the concept of Yichud. At this moment, even the husband is forbidden to be with her, and therefore, we assign two additional people so that we have three men during the journey. Normally, two men traveling together with a woman would not be yichud and would be permitted. Two men with a woman in a normal application. The concern over here is since they're on a journey, one of them may walk off to use the bathroom, and the remaining man or men would be with her. So if you only have one other man, so we're concerned it'll be yichud with her. If you have two other men, so even if one man walks off, you still have two, and the functional number is still two, but on a journey we want three, so that if one walks off, we're still okay. The Gemara continues and wonders, so what is the function of Talmidei Chachamim? Kulei Alma lo, other kosher men, other reputable men, couldn't accomplish this same accomplishment to avoid Yichud? And the Gemara answers, Hacha Hainu Taima, the reason over here that we need two Talmidei Chachamim is the Yadi La'asruyebe. They should be able to warn him and explain to him and reinforce the law for him that even though she's still his wife, he's not allowed to be with her in terms of relations. And that warning could take talent, as we see in the very next Gemara. The very next Gemara addresses the final words of the Mishnah, which are, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila Ne'eman Alecha. Rabbi Yehuda says that the husband is believed on his own that he won't have relations with her, and you don't need extra people in order to ensure this status quo. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda maintained that the husband is believed, kal vachomer from Nida. We find all the time that husband and wife stay together in their home, even though every month she becomes forbidden to him in terms of relations. And we don't find, you can imagine Rabbi Yehuda explaining, that we send Talmidei Chachamim to everybody's home to make sure that it doesn't happen. Why are we more confident that relations will not occur by Nida than we are by this case of Sota? And Rabbi Yehuda says we trust him, and over here we trust him, and there's no concern. The Gemara responds in the name of the Rabbanon, the majority opinion, that said that we do assign Talmidei Chachamim, and points out that there are two very remarkable distinctions between the case of Nida, where we trust the husband and wife, and the case of Sota, where we are concerned. Number one, Sota delav lo chamira le. Sota is only a lav, a prohibition, but it's not a capital offense. Nida is kares, it's a capital offense. And therefore, when we deal with Nida, it's very serious to them, and they won't violate. But Sota is something that's not as serious, and therefore, even though it is prohibited, we're not confident that he's going to have his restraint. What concerns us terribly is that if he does have relations with her, then the waters of Sota will not work. And that's going to leave us, number one, without proper resolution on this event. And number two, an entire situation where a guilty woman, or possibly so, is drinking the water of Sota, and it's going to look like the waters of Sota are not effective. And really, it's because he violated, and he's not in a pristine state, and therefore, it's not working. We might throw in over here another nuance, which is that once he's dealing with a lav, he might be mora heter. He might think to himself, maybe nothing happened. In other words, we only have testimony that she was closeted. But we all understand that to go from closeted and frivolous behavior to the point where she actually made herself available intimately to this man, that's already a step. We find people that are frivolous in many ways, but they'll never do the act, or they'll never eat non-kosher. They'll never do lots of things. And that jump from frivolous behavior to actually doing the illicit act might be something that's going through his mind, and he may decide that he's not looking to be machmir. He's not looking for that. And that may also play in to this concern that it's only a lav. Let's say I'm wrong. It's only a lav. Only. and a person's mind could do that for them or against them, actually. Another distinction is that nida, and this is a major principle, is expected to resolve itself, whereas sota is ein la heter. Sota is not expected to resolve itself until they get to the Beis HaMikdash, until they work this out, in which case it could emerge that she'll never be permitted to him again. And that's a unique situation where the reason the person has the self-control is because they know they will get it beheter in the future. And that nuance playing along in the person's mind does not necessarily exist in the case of sota. Moving on to the Mishnah at the end of the page. They would bring her to the great Bezdin in Yerushalayim. They would instill fear in her. She should understand that the questions and the comments and the decisions she makes right now are going to have major ramifications. And bear in mind that if she admits at this point that she did have relations with this other man, she will be released alive. There is no testimony and warning on the actual intimacy if she admits to it. And the waters of sota will not be administered if she's admitting. And therefore we say to her, Biti, my daughter, endearment on a level. Harbe yayin osa, harbe schok osa, wine can do it to a person. Frivolous behavior can do it to a person. Harbe yelados osa, youthful behavior. Harbashchinim aroy mosim, bad neighbors. You can blame it on lots of things. But asi lishmo hagadol shenichta bekdusha shelo yimocha al hamayim. Do it for the sake of Hashem's name that it shouldn't have to be erased. And do it for yourself. You'll save your life. You won't have to drink from the waters of sota and have the ramification. Va'omer lefanel, we even say in front of her, Devarim shein kedai l'shom, on things that aren't even worthy to be said to her, but we say them, and we equate her with the great people of the generations who violated something and admitted. And even though she very well may not be on their level, but we're willing to put her in their company in order to avoid having to do the waters of sota. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.